just a few thoughts. I know that in this matzav right now, it is quite difficult going into a matan Torah. A matan Torah when we're in the yeshiva setting is a fire. In the yeshiva at this point, after Meron, anybody remembers the yeshiva last year, remembers any yeshiva, but especially our yeshiva last year, after the Lag BaOmer time, there's a certain avira of incredible simcha. And then after that incredible simcha, start the 2 weeks before Shavuos. We know those 2 weeks before Shavuos in Kabbalah, those weeks are known as Tiran Stimen, where the gates are closed. But what does it mean the gates are closed in that time? Obviously in Kabbalah, this means that you have to, in that time, try to push open the gates, because those are the weeks before Shavuos, and that's what we do in our yeshivas. We push open the gates, the fire around the yeshiva, the fire in the Beis Medrash, the feel of the simcha, the joy of learning, culminating in Shavuos, which is the most incredible learning. Some of us learned the whole night, the first night and the second night, but there's a whole avira, and we're, unfortunately, in the matzav we're in, it doesn't look like we're going to get it. How do we make up for this? How do we steig in this matzav? What do we do when the gates are closed? If in the Kabbalah it says, in the Zayir it says that these are the tower and steaming, but the gates are closed, then it's going to be very difficult for us to push open those gates. So what do we do in these days, Rabbi Say? Listen to a Taisvis. It's a famous Taisvis. You all know the Taisvis. Taisvis and Chagiga. And Daftes Vav. Taisvis brings the story of Acher. What was the background to the Maisa? We know Acher was our example of the worst Russia that ever walked the face of this earth, L'chaira. A person that was shun of a Pirish. A person like a Yeravim ben Avot. A person that was a greater Tana, greater than Reb Meir. Reb Meir had two Rebbeim. He had a Rebbe, Reb Akiva, and he had a Rebbe Acher, Elisha ben Avuya. Somebody that achieved such incredible heights in Torah. So, but basically, to be a Tana, it's not enough to just be a knowledgeable person in Torah. You had to be a Muslim in Midas. You had to be a Kli for Ruach HaKodesh. You had to be somebody, when such a person would walk down the street, there would be a shine that would come out of his face. And who is this Talmidim, Reb Meir? Just understand what Reb Meir, the Gemara of Adizara, says. There was a certain story with Reb Meir. And Reb Meir, his koyach, the Metzias, they wanted to capture Reb Meir, because if you said the words Aloika, the Reb Meir, and namely the Rebbeinu Shalom, did whatever you needed. He was a commodity, the Metzias of Reb Meir, and he was a Talmud of Elisha ben Avuya. Could you imagine what was in Elisha ben Avuya? And that person went off the derech and became a Rasha and did the worst crimes and was a murderer. He was the worst crimes, Bein Adam Lamokim, Bein Adam Lechaveiro, became the worst Rasha. How did this happen? So Tosfos over here tells us the story, the background. So much so, such a Rasha that the Gemara says, Koel Hashem Chutz Me'Acher, everybody could do tshuva except for Acher. Such a person. Everybody can be tshuva except for Acher. Who was this person? Where did it come from? Taisa tells us the story. Taisa tells us that his father, Avuya, the whole story over here, I'll read it to you from Taisvis. Taisvis brings down that there was he brought to the bris of Elisha, the son of Avuya. It says, Toiv Acher's Dover Meshisai. There was a person that had a child. And it came time to make him his bris. He brought all the tzaddikim, and there was Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua, and they were eating, and they were drinking, and they were clapping, and they were dancing. So the two of them, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua, there was a whole party going on, a bris mila going on. So they said, what do we need this for? They're Isaac in the party. They don't need us for the party. Let's go, and we'll go and learn Torah. They went into a different room. The fire came down from Shemayim. The Kifoisam and surrounded them with fire. Oh my Lord, Avuya. So Avuya, the father of Elisha, said, what, you're coming to burn my house? Because he saw the fire around his house, he got scared. They said, don't worry. We were learning Torah, and we went from Torah to Nevi'im and Nevi'im Leksuvim. And the Dvarim were Smeichim Kenesinazim Sinai. And it created such a Simchon Shemayim that Loi Be'esh Nas Nu'ama, and that isn't Torah given with fire? Oh, so when Avuya saw this, he said, Omar, Hoyel V'kach Koyach Shal Torah, If that's the koyach of Torah, I want a part of it. If that's what Torah is, I'm sending my son to yeshiva. Alicia, go to yeshiva. And his father wasn't the shemayim. And he went off and became this terrible Russia. Rabbi said, this story is beledik. Rabbi said, could you think of a more beautiful story? They saw Tutanoyim, he saw Tutanoyim learning Torah, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua. And he saw the greatness of Torah. And he saw the fire that came around the house. And he understood that this is what it was at Har Sinai. And he understood fire of Torah. He understood what it is at Torah. What it is at Blat Gemara. And he said, so I want my son to be a part of that. Could you think of a more beautiful story? And the Gemara goes on to say, the Medrash says that this is the reason that Elisha went off the derech. Because of this, because there was an aspect of Loi Deshma. I agree it's Loi Deshma. But he saw the beauty of Torah, the fire of Torah. So, and that's the reason why Elisha became the worst Rashi. He became a Ritzeach. He was a Rasha. He would eat on Yom Kippur. He was a Rasha Marusha. Koyel Hashem, everybody can be Chayzeh B'tshuva except for Elisha. What's his teaching us, Rabbi Yisai? Shimusichi Navshich, and listen what the Medrash is teaching us, Rabbi Yisai. This Medrash is telling us that Elisha came to that Bris Milah, and there were many Tanoim there and Tzadikim there. And there were Tanoim that were eating there. And talking there, and talking one to the other there. And Elisha, he didn't see over there this Tana talking to this Tana in Torah, in Midas Toivis, with the Shmeichels, with the face. He didn't see the Helikite, the Kedusha, when that Tana took a piece of gefilte fish at the Bris Milah. He didn't see the Simcha when they screamed out the Mazel Tov. What did he see? The only thing he saw was the external. He wasn't able to see the pnimi. He was only able to be fueled by a fire. Whoa, aish, a fire. So Elisha gave over to a child. He gave over. Elisha was received a chinuch as a child. That all that's important is acher, is the externals, the chitzini, not the pnimi. Not the pnimi. The only time that you could steig, the only time that you can toil in Torah is when you have a fire around you, when you have a beis medrash around you, when there's a chitzini around you. When everything is going and there's an impressiveness, there's a matziv around you. But in a matziv where you have to do it from the pnimi, when you have to do it from the four walls of your bedroom, when you have to do it when there's no fire, when you have to do it without the whole entire rash and the godless. So then he was taught, Elisha was taught, that's not valuable. All that's valuable is when you're doing it with the rash and the fire. Abay say, the limit of now, the limit of these 2 weeks is to teach us that it's not that we only are able to open up these gates that are closed before Shavuos, when we have the yeshiva around us, the fire around us, the Torah around us. It's we have to internalize. We have to, in our pnimius, in ourselves, we have to be able to unleash this fire without the external fire. We have to be able to knock open these gates and not be an acher. The person that's not within, it's not himself, he's someone else. He's trying to show everybody. No, even in this matzah where no one is going to care if you daven, Rabbi Yisai. No one's going to care if you learn already, listen to the shir, and that because he said one word of Torah at the table, everyone's going to give you a mishaveda, wow, what a tzaddik. Right? To be able in this situation to steig and to toil in Torah, that is godless. And Rabbi Yisai, godless greatness is on a hair's breadth. Greatness is created on a hair's breadth. We know that night that Rus and Orpah parted from each other. So we know that Orpah, she was with the greatness of Rus. She was with the greatness of Naomi. And she went out and she was over with Znus with 100 men. The Gemara says even with a dog. After that was the Zayda of Golias. Even with a dog. And Rus became the mother of Malchus, of Mashiach, of David HaMelech. Of Mashiach Tzidkenu, Rus on the same hair's breadth. She was touching greatness. She was this close to greatness to being the mother of Mashiach, close enough to being the Im of Malchus. And with that, she became so nothing, so Mizbatul in the Olam, such a bizoyan of the world. The Maral tells us that it says that Sinai is called Choyrev. Har Sinai is called Choyrev. Why? It's also Chorben. Sinai is not Chorben. Sinai is life. It's Chias. It's joy. Torah is everything in life. Yes, it's true. But if you part from Torah and you were touching such greatness, moving away from Torah is churbin. In the furthest, in the most intense, why? Because you were touching greatness. Anybody that is a yeshiva bacher in these days, and he understands the value of Torah, and he's not able to be with the Torah in that type of a fashion. So then he has to unleash that greatness, and he has to realize that the fire of within that's burning inside of him to learn a Daf Gemara that's going to open up the gates that are going to give him incredible, incredible atzlocha, incredible, incredible siyata d'shmaya, if he unleashes that. You know, Rabbi Yisai, Torah changes a person. I was talking recently to somebody, told me such an unbelievable thing. He told me he's a rav in an out-of-town place. I mean, I'm from New York, so it could be I'm talking right now about Muncie, but I mean, like really out of town, like even further than Jersey, Mamishfar, maybe where the campus, Mamishfar. And he told me that it's an unbelievable thing. He said, he comes in, he tries to do Kiriv in the neighborhoods and whatever. He said that there was a person there who really was not connected at all to the shul, or really he's asking in the Jewish community there, but he's not religious and he's not connected to the shul. And he happens to be a powerful person in the community. And he came to this rav. And he told the Rav, what is it that you have? Like as if to say, what's the schoira that you're selling? Because I see how some of the other, you know, the balabatim in that town, that now they started to learn Torah, and I see that they're different. And I want a part of it. He was able to see, these are people that they're learning for the first time in their lives, a little bit, what does it mean? Every night the Rav tells them a little bit of Avart, a little of our Torah. He told me on Thursday nights they get together, so they make a challenge. Said it's a challenge that wouldn't even be the size to feed your family, right? Like, what are we talking over here, Sachakol? But they're learning Torah, and they're getting connected, and they're getting new ideas, and he can see it on their face. This is somebody else who's unaffiliated, and I want to know what's that Torah. Torah changes a person. We have to connect ourselves to that Torah. And what did Rabbi Yossi tell us? The Gemara in Pesachim tells us, the famous Gemara, that Rabbi Yossi says, Yosef, if not for that day, I would just be another Joe in the shuk. There's many Joes in the shuk. That's the purpose of Torah. The purpose of Torah is that there should be a person, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi said there were people that were even greater than Rabbi Yossi. There were people that were Rabbi Yossi was an Amira, but there were Tanoim. There was Rabbi Kiva. There was Moshe Rabbeinu. There was Ezra Sefer. What do you mean? The Torah produced that. If not for that, it wouldn't produce Rabbi Yossi. And the whole world was kedai for me. He's teaching you a lesson, Rabbi Yossi. He's teaching you that the Torah is, the tachlis of this Bria is that you should come to your mission in life, to your value, to your inner value of who you are. Not just because there's other things around. I would have just been like everybody else, just doing what everybody else does. On that day, it was given to me a charge and a mission in life. Torah is your mission in life, Rabbi Yossi. So you're not in the yeshiva, but you still have that mission. So you're not in the yeshiva, you don't have that fire, but you're not an acher. You're a pnimi. You're somebody that has the ability to open up these gates. You're somebody that understands that Torah changes a person. You're somebody that understands that Torah gives me my mission in life, Rabbi Yossi. It's a pelet de gezach. In Sfira Sa'imer, everybody becomes mekubalim. You know, you get to Sfira Sa'imer, everyone's talking about hoid and yesoid and malchus and this and that. Most of us don't even understand these things. I certainly don't understand these things. And we're talking about all these Kabbalistic concepts and we dive in before the Sfira and we afterwards say it. The answer is it's pashut, Rabbi Yossi. You might not know it, but deep inside in Pnimi, you're connected to all of that. You know, there was once a person, and a fellow came over to him and said to him, you know, I need a loan. And you're a millionaire, so for you, it's nothing. The person said, I'm not a millionaire. If you want a loan, we could talk, but I'm not a millionaire. He said, listen, I need a loan, and I'm telling you, you're a millionaire. He said to him, you know, if you think this is your way of getting a bigger loan, I know what I have. He says to him, I'm telling you, you're a millionaire. So he said to him, let's finish getting a millionaire. He says to him, I'm the banker. I see your bank statement. You're a millionaire. Now I need a loan. Everybody say, in Sfira Sa'imer, the Rebbeinu Shalom tells every simple Jew, you're a millionaire, you're a billionaire. I don't want to, nowadays you say that, that's a klalo. You're a billionaire. You're a billionaire, Abba Yisai. You're a billionaire, you're a billionaire. And even in this matziv, you're a billionaire. You're a billionaire. And I'm the banker, says the Rebbeinu Shalom. And I know that you have that potential. So you have to work very, very hard, Abba Yisai, to unleash these tremendous koiches. It's difficult. There's no shy that's difficult, Abba Yisai. But the accomplishment that you're on the gvul of greatness right now. If you go the right way and you steig in this matziv, you'll touch greatness. If you go the other way, look at the difference, Rabbi Yossi. In this matziv, there are some people that are becoming great And there are some people that are really not. And they're losing everything. And it's all a hair's breadth. And we're going to look back at this time and we're going to be spoiled. That guy in yeshiva, we were mamish to say, what happened? I went here, he went here. What happened? Pashat Rabbi Yisrael. When you're touching greatness, the effect of not cashing in on all that millions that you have, so then that's chorben. But when you cash in on it, you're cashing in on the greatest treasure, Rabbi Yisrael, and that is exactly the shvuas that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants you to have. Not to feel bad that this isn't the shvuas, oh, that's for our shvuas. This is the matziv. What is Rabbi Yisrael, the avoida they used to ask the Chafetz Chaim? The Chafetz Chaim used to say, the avoida is the avoida of right now. That's the avoida. That's the most important avoida. What's the most important avoida of a yid? The avoida right now. Now the avoida is to unleash this pnimius, to learn, to daven, to have midas toivis, and now it's family, and it's not so easy. In this matziv, that's your avoida. And with that, will be Zeicha Rabbi Yisrael, that when we say, Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek in Bamidbar. At the end of Bamidbar, we'll be Ezer Hashem, we'll all be together again to say chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bench you with kol tuv and a good Shabbos. And I miss you all, Rabbi Yisai. I miss you all. We'll be together again, Rabbi Yisai. We'll be together again. Ah, Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh. You're always the last cheer of the week. How much I look forward to this. You guys know how much I look forward to this.